I want to take a minute to plug the West Virginia Music Hall of Fame, of which I'm a board member. That means I'm not bored with it. I'm actually interested in it. We have inducted three classes of Hall of Fame members, people like Bill Withers and Hazel Dickens and Jimmy Dickens. Anyone named Dickens is probably eligible. And jazz musicians, R&B players, pop artists, singers, movie soundtrack composers, all kinds of people come from West Virginia, although you wouldn't know it. And anyway, if you're traveling down, I believe it's the West Virginia Turnpike, I-64, is that what that is? At Tamarack. If you ever go past Tamarack now, there's a big arts sort of outlet there, crafts outlet for people from West Virginia to display their wares. Really a nice thing. They have now an area there where they're displaying some of the stuff that the Hall of Fame, the Music Hall of Fame, has put together, including the plaques of the people who have been inducted, as well as I think there's an interactive map. You can push a county, and names will pop up, and music will start playing from that county of notable people. And memorabilia like Bill Withers' grandma's hands painting that he had commissioned, stuff like that. So
There's a dress of mine there on a mannequin. It has no head. But it has a West Virginia ball cap on top of the neck where the head would be. Michael Lipton, who started this whole thing and is a wonderful musician friend of ours back home, said he was watching a guy. He was looking at that dress, and he looked at his friend. He said, "I used to like Kathy Mattea before she turned communist on us." All right, then. Okay. It's near Beckley is where Tamarack is.
Yes, near Beckley. I'm sorry. Yeah, right by Beckley. So stop in there. And you can also go to the West Virginia Music Hall of Fame website and find out enough stuff that you'll probably get a little dizzy, but it's it's great. We're doing we've got a trailer that's got a moving exhibit that goes around the state and goes to schools. Got a little recording studio in it. Kids are coming and making their first records there, and they're getting charged up about how you can still be from West Virginia. In fact, you can stay there and be successful. And that's one thing we're trying to underline there.
So you don't have to be like you and me.
No. Almost one of the funny things about this effort with the Hall of Fame is that we're calling all these people who have sort of gone on to make a name for themselves. Almost all of them have left the state. But, a lot of people don't know that Jimmy Dickens is from West Virginia. People don't know that Bill Withers is from there. They don't know that George Crumb, the classical composer, is from there. And, in fact, I made this record of all Blind Alfred Reed songs and got Kathy to sing one, and Connie Smith grew up in West Virginia. She sang one. Jimmy Dickens sang one. All these people, they didn't know anything about Blind Alfred Reed. So we're just kind of trying to get everybody connected here because it's like this big unknown. People don't know what their state holds.
Well, and you know, Bill Withers was talking about "Lean on Me" when we inducted him, and "Lean on Me" was about growing up in a coal camp, and about how everybody just helped each other, and it wasn't, you know, there wasn't any distinction between black and white. It was just people were just people, and you'd go borrow something from the neighbor, and it was just. I had no idea that the story of that song was such a quintessential West Virginia story. So it was just cool. We're all claiming kind of our pieces of our own heritage as well.
Bill Withers was very really,
I don't think so.
Really, really excited to meet Jimmy Dickens, and he said that he used to listen to him on the Grand Ole Opry on Saturday nights and Fridays and Saturday nights. He said, "Now there were people from one side of the tracks where I lived, and there was people on the other side, but some people, you know, we might need to borrow something from the folks on the other side." We had a radio on our side. A lot of the folks on the other side didn't have the radio, so he's talking about the white folks come over and listen to the Opry at his house, and they listen. They wait for Jimmy Dickens. That was who they were really into.
That's really cool.
It's really a cool story.
Very cool. Very cool thing. Well, there's a little theme song that we play on that. You want to do it? West Virginia,
right? Oh, yeah.
This is an old Hazel song. I'll walk you through this, pal. Okay. It's okay. You're from West Virginia. They all believe you. You qualify.
Yeah, tell me the chord's real slow.